For the excellent name of Yahweh is mighty. As we enter into the tabernacle to bless you, and to thank you, and to bless you, we do lift up your mighty name, Yahweh, to praise you and to esteem you for all that you have done and all the things that you are doing. We thank you for this midweek scripture truth, that we may hear from the Shemaya, hear what our Abba instructs us in. For we do need your perfect words, for that is the perfect strength that you deliver unto man to sustain him in the battles of life. So we gather in the only name of excellence, the only name of strength and security, the name of Yahweh. We bless you. We do call upon you this night as we bow ourselves before you and humble ourselves in the presence of our Abba. To bless you for your faithfulness. To thank you for all things that you have granted unto the house of Israel. We do pray that you open up our ears to hear. Give us that capacity to understand, to Shema the word tonight, that it may inspire the hearts of your people, that it may cleanse them of the leaven that caused them to err against you. For we are a people that's in need of help. We need your help. We do need your strength, Yahweh. Those that are listening, wherever they are, from whatever part of the United States, different places in other countries, we do pray that you will bless them tonight, whomever and wherever they are listening. We do pray for the safety of the brothers that are out laboring, that you bring them home safely and sound. Touch them tonight. We bless you for all of our brothers and sisters, many locations around this country and around the world, those that we have heard from this week, and the tremendous gifts and offerings from your people on the past few days. We thank you. We shabbat you and bless you for everything that you have done. Now cause your truth to fill the inward parts, that we may stand with great strength and character to fulfill all that you, Yahweh, commands us to do. For we love you tonight, and we thank you. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, you people in every nation, the call, the elect, Yisrael. Bless us tonight, the music as we sing, to your honor, touch every heart that needs to be mended, and heal every feeble and sick one. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you and we praise you in all. Of the people of Yahweh cried, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Come on, lift your hands and shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah.
Come on and shout, hallelujah, way.
Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh.
For thy word is everlasting. Your truth is unchangeable. For you declare that your righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. And your righteousness is your Torah, your law, that you have given man that their lives will be restrained from the powers of darkness that seduce and draw man away from the power of life and hope. So we ask you this eve of the service, you will strengthen your manservant that he will speak with clarity and understanding to the house of Israel, that they may hear and know that what Yahweh says is the truth. There is no lie in Almighty Yahweh's truth. So we bless you tonight and we thank you. We praise you and esteem you highly. For you are the Most High, the Almighty One. We ask your blessing upon this worship tonight, upon this teaching. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, we bless you. And all the people of Yahweh said, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and say, Yahweh be with you. Good to see you, my brother and friend. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful time, as I often use that expression. Because it certainly is a wonderful time to know Yahweh and to be one that he has elected and called to maintain the strength of his truth. To walk in the strength, the anointing of his truth, and that we hold fast to everything that he has commanded us. It is one thing that scripture commands us. As Yahshua understood the conditions of the disciples, he made a profound statement unto them. He said to them, watch, and to watch always. To be very observant, to be careful with one's thoughts, one's ideas, one's desires. He warned them to watch and to pray always, consistently, without ceasing. That there be a purpose to one's prayer, it be one dedicated unto Yahweh. He said, I want you to watch and to be very prayerful of the hour and the time that we are in, that you may escape the temptations, the illusions of the world in this hour. For he instructed them that indeed the Ruah, that is the mind of Yahweh, the Spirit of Yahweh, is willing. But there is a component and a desire that is very weak. It is simply incurable. It cannot be cured. It is full of diseases. It is desperately wicked. It grows very dim. There is no light at all in the flesh. Unless there is a light of liberty that shines from the inward parts. And for anything to have an excellence in anyone's life, it must be strengthened daily. It must be strengthen daily. And there is one thing about the will of the flesh. It is desperately wicked. It's very evil. It is feeble. It is incurable. It is full of diseases, diseases. Death consumes it. It has no power of life in it at all unless there is a breath of the Ruah that dwells there. So the Ruah of Yahweh, or that thing that Yahweh has placed within Israel, there is always a willingness to please him and to obey him. And those that are born after the nature and the seed of the flesh, they are very weak. They are very dim. There is no light in them. They are full of diseases, and their desires are incurable. You cannot cure them of their desires, of their lusts. It is a spirit that is very timid and very soft. It is a weakly spirit. Those that are of Yahweh, he gives us a charge that we must constantly strengthen ourselves. And we cannot strengthen ourselves but by the ingredients whereby Scripture teaches us. And if we do not strengthen ourselves according to Scripture, We will continue to grow desperately wicked and weak and fragile, and there is no strength in us. There is no life of Torah in us. There is no purpose in us. There is no willingness in us to obey the laws or the Torah that is spiritual. It has nothing to do with some natural response or natural response. It has to do with what the Ruah of Yahweh speaks to a man's heart, and that which is written in the heart will witness of those things, whether it is of the truth or not. So we find a nation and a people that's very weak. We find a people that's very darkened. The mind is darkened. The heart is darkened. There is no light in them. There is no purpose at all in them. The flesh is weak. It's dark. It has no ability to love Yahweh, because it is enmity against Yahweh. It despises the things of Yahweh. It resists and rejects the things of Yahweh. What do we do as a people to strengthen the resolve of Yahweh in our heart, in our love? We must be strengthened, and Scripture instructs us, and it shows us how we can strengthen ourselves. We ought not to be diseased out with the diseases or the canker of our mind for the love of Yahweh. It is eating us away, whereby there is no affection toward Him. We cannot be so full of diseases that we are so desperately wicked in our approach to Him, that everything is ordained by the will of the flesh and the purpose of the flesh, which is very weak, and it is diseased. It is incurable. It cannot be cured. There is nothing about the flesh you can cure. There is nothing you can do in a fleshly manner for anyone that will cure anything, any association, any fellowship, any friendship. It cannot be done, because it is very weak. It is diseased. It is incurable. It cannot be cured. And so what Yahweh instructs us, His people, He said there is a protocol and there is a way that you walk, and what you do, that you will strengthen the resolve to press on and to obey me in everything that I've commanded you in Scripture to do. We're in a time whereby there is great opposition. The enemy, he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy the very life and the substance of life. And that is the revelation truth of Yahweh from a man's heart. And so what he does, he fills the mind with things that are carnal and fleshly and weak, weakly things that cause us to be so diseased that we cannot even think on the things of Yahweh. When a man is consumed by some weakness or disease, his mind or his thoughts or on his condition, he cannot think of the power of Yahweh to deliver him. It is always on the condition of his body. And Yahweh gives us instruction how we can walk, how we can be strengthened. We can strengthen our resolve to please Him, to worship Him, to obey Him, despite what others are doing. And I want to instruct us tonight, Yahweh's will, how we may strengthen the resolve in our love to please Him in all things. I want to read something out of Isaiah. I want you to hear this out of the Apocrypha. I believe it's very profound. I believe it has great implication as to who we are, what Yahweh has done, what He has ordained in the lives of true Israel in His election. The prophet speaks, it says this, and Yahweh gave to the children of Israel the whole land of Canaan, as He had sworn to their ancestors. And Yahweh gave them rest from those around them. He gave them shalom. There was peace. There was comfort. All those around them and embarking upon them to destroy them. Yahweh gave them a place of comfort and rest. He gave them rest. And the children of Israel, they dwelt securely in their cities. Blessed is Yahweh forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahweh says, as he speaks to Israel, he commands them to strengthen yourselves. Strengthen yourselves. Strengthen yourselves. What a profound instruction. I want us to understand the impact of that word. He says, strengthen yourselves and let the levim of all that trust in Yahweh be of tremendous courage or great strength. The heart that trusts in Yahweh will be one of great strength or great courage. It will be a heart that has the strength, the character, the ability to withstand the powers of darkness, to hold fast to those things which is truth, that gives one the ability to overcome the powers of darkness. Here, Israel, this metaphor of great challenges, of great intimidation from the wicked, great afflictions and trials, a people that had a flow or an ebb and flow that was not always the same. They were up, they were down, they were twisted, they did not understand. And the reason why it was because they could not receive the legitimacy of what Yahweh had commanded them. This is a generation that we question. We don't believe what he says. So he commands you to simply strengthen yourself, to hazak, to strengthen, to be encouraged, to lift up one's countenance, to strengthen the inner resolve in one's heart. Now that is the strength of Yahweh. To harden oneself against the perils of the enemy. To prevail against the powers of darkness. When one is strengthened, that person will prevail. When one is strengthened, that one is strong. Strong in the might of Yahweh, in his character, his ability. We are not a people that should be very famished. We ought to strengthen ourselves if our love loves Yahweh. Now, if we do not love Yahweh, we can never strengthen ourselves. Because there is a righteous protocol or a way that we go to strengthen ourselves. And you cannot strengthen yourselves outside of the instructions of Yahweh. We find today that they are trying to do that with psychology and psychiatrists, drugs and everything. But it is a weak people and a nation of people that's very weak. We are sickly. We are incurable. The word of Yahweh doesn't strengthen the resolve in one. It doesn't cause the heart to be glad or to be filled with excitement. We walk in this humdrum nature, and that is not what Yahweh wants. He says, strengthen yourselves and be of a mighty courage. Be of great courage. Be strong in what I've commanded you to do. You trust me, your love trusts me. There is a pure love in your love for me. He said, be of good courage. Why? Because I'm able to perform all things that I've said I can do. Now, if we cannot strengthen ourselves at what Yahweh has commanded us, then how do we strengthen ourselves? Is it based upon some kind of natural operation? Well, the Torah or the Ruah is not based upon some natural operations. Because the natural eye or the natural mind cannot perceive or understand the things that Yahweh does. We need the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. And with that mind, we can begin to comprehend, to understand, to shimak, to perceive with great delight what Yahweh is doing. And because we do not strengthen ourselves, we become weak. We become very famished. We become very incurable. The disease began to set in. A man or a person that is confined to a bed, if they do not get up and try to strengthen themselves, they will get bed sores. They will become incurable. A man that is confined to a wheelchair, if he doesn't get up at times because of sitting there constantly, he will begin to develop sores, and his body cannot take the pressure constantly upon certain points of one's body. And so what Yahweh says to us, in order for us to strengthen ourselves, we must exercise ourselves in what the Torah, the word of Yahweh, commands us. And if we do not exercise ourselves, then that will become very famished. We become very weak, and we will not have the ability to stand up for what is righteous, to stand for what is truth, to be a defense of the message of Yahshua HaMashiach. We cannot stand for those things. And we will find ourselves very weak, very sickly. We will find ourselves and our minds captivated by dark things. Our minds will not be illuminated by the things of light. We will not conversate on the things of light, but our conversation and our appetite will be full of things of darkness. And Yahweh tells us to strengthen, to lift oneself up, to allow the heart, the love, to be strengthened with the encouragement of what Yahweh speaks to one. That our resolve and our lives are based upon what He has said. Well, I don't see it that way. I know you don't see it. It is the power of His emunah, faith, operating in one's life, that they trust the legitimacy of His power, His sovereignty, His ability to instruct us. We must trust that. If we do not trust that, we have nothing at all. You do not want to be taken by that spirit of weakness. You do not want to become very frail and weak, no ability to walk in the true light of the knowledge of Yahweh. So He speaks to Israel to strengthen, to Hazak, to strengthen, to make sure that your desires harden against the approach of the world, to be strong and to become stronger every day, to have the great courage or the encouragement of Yahweh to be firm in the principles of Yahweh, not allowing them to be diluted. I was reading the other day whereby the market of pharmaceutical, the drugs that are coming into this country, it is a pseudo type marketing. It's a false drug market. The drugs are not actually what they're selling. They're made in these foreign countries. And they actually, you don't even know what it is. Because this is a weak nation. It is a sickly people. It is a people that is diseased and is incurable. This mind that this nation has cannot be cured by the covetous lust that it possesses. It only brings them deeper into that sickness. And it is a very sick nation. The mind is sick. The thoughts are sick. And they're trying to find every way it is to cure it. And there is only one way to cure it. And that is by the Torah of Yahweh. And because man has rejected the Torah, they have rejected the living body of the Torah. And we find many sickly today. They have eaten the body of HaMashiach, and they were not rightfully positioned or in the place to eat it. They have taken the true things of Torah, and they have contorted them to fit their deranged and weakly minds and their weakly concepts. And that's not the way it works. Shaul said, and because they have done that, you find many that are asleep and many are weak. They are diseased. They are weakly. And this is a weak people because HaMashiach came to give us the power of life in Torah. That's what He came to do. That we may have a living scepter, a living power. A living power that it calls our heart to come alive. When the witness of the Ruah of the written Torah, the Mitzvah of Yahweh, is revealed, it calls us to come alive. He said, because they have rejected the power and the life of the living Torah, then many are sick.
Many are weakly, they are diseased, they are incurable. This is such a religious generation that you cannot sway them in any fashion to hear what truth is. They are sad, they will not hear it. Their flesh is weak, the mind is weak, the conscience is weak, and they cannot receive what Torah teaches. They will not receive what it teaches. They will not obey it. But Yahweh says to Israel, be strong and be of good courage. Be of tough courage. And I will show you, as he speaks to us, what things we must do to have this strengthening of our minds, our hearts, our inward parts, that we may obey him faithfully. And we may do it consistently. David said, I want to turn quickly to Tehillim. Psalms 27. I want to give us a few steps as to how we will strengthen ourselves in the promises of Yahweh. And the first thing we must do, that we are very impatient. Now we're not. We are a very impatient people. He says in Tehillim, chapter 27, verse 14. David, in all of his trials of afflictions and his battles, he came to this resolve by the leading of the Ruah. He says, wait on Yahweh. Be of great courage. Be strong in your waits. Be patient. Endure. Harden yourself against the wiles of the enemy. Do not give in to the very trickery of darkness. He said, but it takes a patience. Through all your trials and tribulations, let it bring forth a patience or an ability to wait upon Yahweh. Wait, I say, on Yahweh. Be of tremendous courage, and he shall strengthen your life. And again he says, wait, I say, on Yahweh. This is probably one of the most impatient dispensations of time. No one can wait upon Yahweh. This is an instant generation. It is one that has no ability to endure any kind of trials. He said, wait upon Yahweh. And when one waits upon him, when one delights in waiting patiently upon Yahweh, and that is the ability to simply resign oneself to the position that I will rest assuredly in what Yahweh has said. I don't see it physically, but there is the emunah, the faith of Yahweh, that caused my heart to take great delight in this ability to wait, to stand still, not to be in a haste. Wait on Yahweh, I said. And Yahweh is the one that will cause your love to be strong, to cause your resolve to be strong, to cause your heart to be of great courage, to be stout. You know, that was the word that they would use in the days, that he is a stout lad, or she's very stout. And that is, there's a stoutness, a strength to our character, to our love, that we are strengthened by the Torah of Yahweh. We are strengthened by what the prophets have spoken and written and foreseen for our time. And so our love waits patiently upon the promises of Yahweh. Why? Because we have seen the hand of Yahweh in Scripture prevail. He has a strong hand. And the hand of Yahweh prevails against the enemy. And our greatest enemy is this natural, carnal, weak, sickly, corrupt, incurable disease, flesh, that turns our thoughts away from Yahweh. Turns our minds to those things that are not even reality. It is false. It has no substance bearing at all in life. So we must begin this process by waiting, enduring, patiently waiting for the promises of Yahweh. Everything he said, it shall come to pass. He is not like man. Yahweh cannot lie. Let Yahweh be truth, and every man a liar. When a man doesn't speak with Torah, and the living power of Torah in Yahshua said and operated in, he doesn't know the living power of Yahweh. So it begins with us residing ourselves in the comfort of his word. That is what the waiting is. It is taking comfort in Scripture. Just resting in Scripture. When one waits, if you're waiting for something or you're waiting for someone, the time seems to prolong if you're not reading. If you read, and most people do that, don't they? They meditate, they think. And if they're reading something that is very interesting, it causes their mind to be captivated. All of a sudden, whoa, it's here. And so what Yahweh commands us is to delight ourselves in Scripture, to study. And if we wait upon him, he will strengthen your heart. He will cause you to be of great courage to stand for him, to obey him, to show forth an excellence of love for him, to show that the reality of his truth is real in your love, to show that there is substance in one, because that one relies and wait upon Yahweh, because you wait. You endure the infractions, the afflictions, the trials, and you do it all without complaining. And when you do that, then Yahweh strengthens. He gives great resolve. He gives great stoutness and great firmness to one's hearts, that you can withstand the enemies of darkness. And we need to be strengthened. This is a generation that is full of diseases. Our fleshly attributes are incurable. You can't cure them at all. Have you ever said that, I won't do that again? And you find yourself doing that again. I won't do that thing. I will not do that. And you find yourself doing that thing again and constantly over and over. Why? Because the flesh is incurable. That is what the weakness in that implies. It is one thing that if you diligently begin to study Scripture and take a little time to understand meaning and definitions or etymology of words, you will find that there are words in our vernacular that do not carry the same connotation in the Hebraic or in the Greek vernacular. And that's just the way it is. So we can say one thing in the Hebraic vernacular in the English, and it has a totally different connotation, because the true essence of what it means, it is not displayed in our English vernacular. It doesn't tell us that. So Yahweh will strengthen. He will cause your heart to be of great courage. Even in the midst of great battles and affliction, you will have a great strength of encouragement, because this is the will of Yahweh. This is his purpose. And I will endure this for the sake of the kingdom blessing. It begins with waiting and allowing Yahweh to strengthen your heart. Now, what man could speak with this kind of emphasis like David? He was a man of great trials, battles, and tremendous afflictions. But yet he understood this courage of Yahweh. This courage, what is it? It is this mental strength that we need. We don't have the mental strength that is going to take of this pure virtue of Yahweh that is necessary in this hour. We're able to persevere and to withstand even in times of danger. That is what courage is. When one has great courage, they're able to persevere. They can withstand the battles and the opposition of the powers of hell. He tells us to be of good courage, to withstand it, to be firm, to be persistent. Don't deny me. Don't denounce me. Hold fast to what you have. What do you have? We have the living sword. We have the word of Yahweh, which is the sword of the Ruah. We have that. And he says to us, hold fast to that in the midst of a great battle. Wait. Allow Yahweh to strengthen your heart, to give you that mental and moral strength that is needed in this hour, the perseverance, the ability to overcome the opposition. I say to you, brothers and sisters, you're going to need that in this hour. You're going to need it more so in this hour than you have ever needed it. Many shall be turned away from the Emunah. Many shall go in strange directions. Many shall be seduced and drawn to the powers of hell. And he tells you to be of great courage. Do not allow that mental battle to overtake you, and there is no trust for Yahweh. When one is estranged from Yahweh, it begins in the mental proportion of their mind. There's something because they don't have the mental strength to do what Yahweh says, to stand firm upon what He says. You want to compromise. And then you find yourself becoming sickly and weakly and incurable. You cannot pray. You cannot watch. There is no stamina. There is no strength in you at all. So strengthen yourself by waiting. Yahweh will strengthen your heart. He will give you great courage. He goes on to say quickly in the 31st chapter of the same book, in verse 24, very same words, He tells us to be of great courage, to make sure that you have the ability to resist. Do not fear the difficulties that you are being tried by. To be of great courage, He said, if we would be of great courage, and He shall strengthen your love. And you and all you that hope in Yahweh. Do we truly have a hope? Do we have an expectation? If you do not have an expectation from Yahweh, you have no hope. That's why we have no courage. That's why we fall easily. That's why we denounce Him and deny Him. We deny His word. We denounce His truth. Why? Because the flesh is so weak that you will give into a weak mythology. You will pursue and follow what the fleshly intuition says or the carnal mind says. And you know that the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. It cannot savor the things of Yahweh. It's not subject unto the Torah of Yahweh. And neither indeed can it pursue or follow the Torah. And so you give yourself over unto this carnal thinking, this carnal mind. And Yahweh says for you to be of great courage, to be of great mental strength and mental perseverance and have the virtue of My truth in your love, you have that. And I will strengthen you because you have hope. This is a generation that has hope in everything but Yahweh. They don't believe in the coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. Only Israel, only the house is going to wait upon that. Those that are not the true seed, they will give themselves over unto every kind of fleshly desire it is. And He tells you, you hope in My truth. Was not Yahshua the truth of Yahweh fulfilled? So you have hope in what He has done. You have hope in what He has given unto us. Let it be the great resolve of your heart. Everything is measured by that. Everything is measured by Scripture. And if it doesn't meet up to the expectation of Scripture, then it must come up to the expectation of Scripture. A sickly generation. It is one that is very weak. It is one that is incurable. What do you mean, preacher? Do we not battle the same things over and over? The same thing you must be reproved of? You must be instructed in? It shows a great weakness there. It shows a sickness there. It shows a very famished mind. When a man is not famished, he is able to endure. If a man, a marathon runner goes out, if he's very famished, he's not going to be able to run the 26.6 miles. He can endure the whole course. He may start out with a strong purpose, but as he began the challenges of the hills and the downward paths and the rain and the elements, his flesh becomes very weak. The only thing that drives a man like that, it is a mental courage, a perseverance of his mind. Because his body fails, they have blisters, sores. And if they would allow that to deter them, they would stop somewhere 15, 20 miles. But it takes a great perseverance. We are set forth to run a race. We are in a race until the end. It's not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those that endure unto the end. This is the process of enduring. And the way you endure, you have to be able to wait, and you must practice waiting. We're not a people that practice waiting. We wait upon Yahweh. We hope And he shall strengthen our love to make it firm with great resolve, that we will not give in. We will not give up. We will not trade off the very jewels of Yahweh for some weakly beggary things of the flesh. We will not do that. We will hold fast. I will hold fast until the end. There is nothing else to hold on to but his word. Nothing else. He tells us in the 119th Psalm, David says in verse 28, David said that my soul, my being, it melts for heaviness. You ever been in that position? Because the weight of the world and the cares of this life. Well, scripture tells you what those things do. The cares of this life, it will rob you of the truth of Yahweh. It chokes out the word of Yahweh. And the reason we are heavy is because we have been choked. The deceitfulness of riches. We allow other lusts to enter in. The cares of this life. All those things. It robs us and depletes us of the hope of the word of Yahweh. And when we find ourselves depleted, we find a heaviness, do we not? You find yourself heavy, burdened down, bogged down. You cannot move. You cannot operate in the spirit. You cannot move in the Ruah of Yahweh. So David relates to a generation that his being, his ability to operate, his ability to think in the heavenly things, because of his heaviness, his ability to do with that, he was overburdened and overtaxed. But what a great word that comes next. He says to Yahweh, strengthen you me according to your word. He will never strengthen you any other way, but according to the words. You look to be strengthened any other way, you will not be strengthened. You will be consumed with diseases, circumstances in your life. And so you want to hear words that will strengthen you in that or to make your heart at ease. No, the only way he's going to strengthen you is by his word. Why are these things transpiring? Because of what word says. Because the word of Yahweh tells us that these things shall be. And so our great courage, and that is our mental stamina, that is our mental perseverance, it is going to only come by what the word of Yahweh says. Isn't it amazing? Because that is the thing that the enemy removes you from all the time. What is your enemy? Shaitan? Your own flesh. Your own natural mind. That is the greatest enemy you possess. That is why Shaul said the mind of HaMashiach, let that same mind that was in HaMashiach be in us as well. Why? Because it was a mind that pleased Yahweh. Was a man that desired to please Yahweh. We are trying to please everything but him. We're torn from this to that, trying to rectify things in the natural and in the carnal. There's only one way we do it. Those that are led by the Ruah, they are the sons of Yahweh. And if we are not led by the Ruah of Yahweh, we're not sons. Do you hear me? I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, you're not going to have any revelation of Yahweh's truth until you begin to learn how to hear, to shema, to hear, to perceive. I want to say this before I go a little farther. I had an interesting call today. There's a man that called me. He's a very brilliant man. He's a scientist. He said to me today, he said, Pastor Roberts, a wealthy man. He said to me, it is one thing that Yahweh has done. He says, I'm a scientist. And he said, I know that the only way that the power of this truth, that a man is going to understand this and have the ability to realize what it means, he must hear it. It comes by faith. He said, and as I search the net looking, there is nowhere on the net to hear it. There is no word to be heard there. He said, and I found this place called Yahweh's Swords. And I hear this word. And it calls faith to arise. And to come alive in my Ruah. It's going to take that to hear. And the enemy has done a magnificent job to cause us not to be able to hear what Torah teaches us and to hear what Yahweh speaks. And because of that, we have grown very weak. We have this oval layer of this fatness. It is the fatness of the greed of the things of the world. It's not a soberness of mind whereby we are very watchful. It's not that consciousness whereby we are free to seek after the will of Yahweh. We don't have that kind of consciousness. And that's why there is no great courage today. We will stand for every kind of corrupt thing. But when it comes to standing for truth, we will capitulate. We will backtrack. We must be of good courage. We must stand for what Yahweh has commanded us. We must stand firm. We must harden ourselves against the approach or the encroaching of this vile, insidious movement of this weak, carnal aspect of our flesh. Will one strengthen oneself and will bring the swords against the flesh constantly because it must be destroyed and crucified. The heaven has caused me to melt and caused me to be brought low. But David realized that there was a great strength. Well, my emotions, because of my sons and my daughters, you see what my sons have done. You see what they have brought upon Israel. But I know the only way you're going to strengthen me is according to what the Word says. He's not going to strengthen you any other way. That's the only way you're going to be strengthened. That's the only way you're going to have the strength and the virtue and the strong mindset of the nature of HaMashiach. It has to be according to the Word. It cannot be according to your circumstances. Yahweh is not going to change His Word to fit your circumstances or your situations. He's not going to do that. And the reason many are not strengthened because they want Yahweh to strengthen them according to their wishes, to their desires, to their emotions. But He's not going to strengthen you that way. He's going to strengthen you according to the Word and what the Word says. And His first primary job or responsibility is that you will be judged according to the Word. You will be judged. And if you are judged according to the Word, then you must reap the sins that you have sown according to the Word. And once you reap that and see the recompense of that, it should cause us to trust greatly in Him because we see the results of our incurable flesh and what it has produced. And many problems that we're encountering today is because of the weakness and the incurableness of our flesh and things we have done. Brothers and sisters, you're going to reap it. Let no one kid you. You're going to reap it. If you eat fat back every day, you're going to be sick. And you're going to reap that. If one sowed to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. No way to look around it. I don't care what these false pseudo-men's tell you, the Benny Hins and the Paul Crouch, the T.D. Jakes, they're liars. Yahweh is not like a man. He cannot lie. And so whatever we sow, we're going to reap it. And there is no doubt about that. I will show you, Father, all right? Let me move quickly. Scripture says this. Look at what Daniel says. I love this. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Daniel 11, 32. Hear the word of Yahweh. 11:32. Scripture tells us this. Hear this. And such as do wickedly against the covenant. Now we will never do anything wickedly against the covenant, would we? The covenant of Yahweh is His allegiance to us. His love toward us. He has joined together with us in covenant relationship. So He has given us a covenant, and you'll sure seal the covenant. Such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flattery. Those that will not obey what covenant teach us, now they are corrupted by flattery. They want people to speak things and words of flattery to them. But the people, do you hear that? But the people that do know Yahweh, their Abba, shall be hazak. They shall be strong. They shall be strengthened. And they shall do exploits. Why are we not strong? Do we know him? Do we truly know him? What do you mean, Yahweh, that the people that know Yahweh shall be strong? They shall have a great strong resolve in his Torah, in his mitzvot, in his statutes, his covenant, his relationship. It shall be one strong. How many husbands and wives, true husband and wife, do not want their relationship to be strong with their spouse? You want that to be strong. You want it to be strengthened every day. Will the husband not do the thing to strengthen the relationship? Will not the wife do things to strengthen the relationship? And the more you strengthen the relationship, the more you know each other, to understand each other, it causes a great strength of vitality in the relationship. It causes the love to be strengthened. It causes the compassion to be strengthened. But only those that know Yahweh shall be strengthened. So why are we not strengthened today? Do we know him? We're being exploited by our corrupt fleshly emotions by this disease that has set such deep roots in us. We are incurable. And so it is not that we are exploiting, taking advantage. We've been taken advantage of. Because we don't have the mind of HaMashiach. So we've been taking advantage of your emotions, your feelings, your flesh. It takes advantage of you. But those that know Yahweh, they shall be strengthened. They shall be hazak. They shall be strengthened. There shall be a strong purpose in their heart. There shall be a great willingness. There shall be a strong desire to do what Yahweh says. Regardless to the opposition and those that oppose and those that speak against, they will be strong. They will be strengthened. Why? Because you know him. We don't know Yahweh. Because if we knew Yahweh, we will be strengthened. How? According to the word. We don't believe what his word says. And if you don't believe what his word says, you don't know him. And his word is the sure promise and the sure hope that we need in this hour. And without that, you will have nothing. Nothing. Those that know Yahweh shall be strong. We shall be strengthened. When you truly know Yahweh, you'll be strengthened. Every day you're strengthened. Every hour you're strengthened. There's a great determination. There's perseverance in you. There is a firmness to stand firm in truth, in Torah. We are weak. We're sickly. When a man is sickly, he will try anything. There are those that experience every type of pharmaceutical medicine there is for healing. And when they cannot find any resolve in that, they go to what they call alternative medicines. They will look for herbs and all kinds of things to alleviate their sicknesses. And they still die. They still die. They still die. And so what this generation is trying to do today, it is trying to find some form of what they call spirituality. And they're not finding anything in all. They're sickly. The disease. And we're trying to find life in other things except what the word says. And our strength comes according to the word of Yahweh. You're not going to be strengthened any other way. You think Yahweh is going to strengthen you to oppose him. We do enough opposing him. Our flesh constantly opposes him. It constantly. Scripture tells us that he would that men everywhere lift up hands out of clean and go dash. Now, you tell me your mind doesn't oppose that? It is almost pulling, as the old proverb says, hen's teeth to get you, not your neighbors, you, to do that. It's almost like pulling hen's teeth to get you to do that. And yet Yahweh gives us an instruction that will strengthen our confidence and our trust in him. And because we're so sickly and weak, a weak man, he can't get his hands up here. Can't lift him up. He can't pick himself up from the chair when a man is weak. And so we're such a weak people. We're such a sickly people. We're so incurable. And Yahweh says the only way you're going to be cured is by what I said. You're trying to find some other cure, but you're not going to find it. Well, I'll go to some preacher and cast out the demon. He said, nah, you're going to be healed according to my word. You're going to be strengthened according to my word. So they're looking for all kinds of alternatives. And they're not working. They're becoming more emaciated, more sickly. This nation is so weak. It is so weak. The homes are weak. The marriages, the families, everything is weak because it doesn't resonate the power of Yahweh. And the reason it doesn't resonate that power, because it doesn't possess the strengthening resolves of Yahweh. What a man is strong physically, you can kind of tell, can't you? What a man is strong physically, you can tell. You can kind of look at his attributes and tell he's a... You can say, well, you can tell he's powerful, powerfully built man, strong. You can look at certain parts of his attributes and tell he's a strong man physically. Sure you can, brothers and sisters. Sure you can. And so it is with the man that is weak too. You can look at him and say, boy, he doesn't look very well. He looks sickly. Look how he walked. Look at him. He looks very frail. He looks thin. His skin doesn't look healthy, does it? No, it doesn't. Look at his eyes. They're yellow. They're not clean looking. Look at the color of his skin. It looks, it just looks healthy. And so it is in the Ruah. We can tell when one is healthy. Why? Because of what is expression from their countenance. There's so many scriptures, and the Torah speaks a lot about the countenance and the Apocrypha. So many things. One day I'm going to teach just from the Apocrypha and show you what it says about the countenance. You can tell the man's strength. You can tell what kind of wife he has. You can tell what kind of husband she was. That's just from the countenance. Scripture says that. I believe that. I do not believe that that book was just put there and it has no value. I don't believe that, because there are many books that are missing from Scripture. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And the ones we have, even in your lifetime, you will not take the opportunity to get the great resolve from that, or to get the great nuggets of it. Those that trust in Yahweh, those that know Yahweh, those that have confidence in Yahweh, they're going to be strong. And those that do not know Yahweh, they're going to be weak and they're going to be exploited. The powers of hell are going to exploit you. Your emotions, your feelings, your mind will exploit you. It's going to take advantage of you. It's going to rape you. That's what he is saying. But those that are strong, those that are strengthened by the word, those that know Yahweh, they shall be strengthened by the word. They shall do exploits. They shall take advantage of every situation, every trial, every tribulation. They will take advantage of it. You mean I can take advantage of a trial or complex situation? Sure you can. Yahweh's given us the power to do that. Those things should not overcome us. We have a great resolve. We have a great strength in the inward parts. And we rely upon Yahweh, what the word says. And the reason we do not manifest that, because we do not rely upon that. We are in for a great battle. Whether you believe it or not, you're seeing that. The falling away. Those that their hearts are given over unto the seduction of hell. Whether you believe it or not, it is a reality. It is true. They're given over unto the powers of darkness. And they have no conscience of what they're doing. They do it willingly. Because there's no resolve in their heart. Whether you believe it or not, it makes no difference. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So those that know Yahweh, they're going to be the ones that are strong. And they're going to do the exploits they are going to. Yahweh tells us in Gilead, or Revelation. Revelation. As he speaks unto the assembly of Sardis, he says here. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. Scripture says, be watchful. And when one is watchful, they will give strict attention to it. When you're watchful over your child, do you not give strict attention? Do you not watch their moves? Do you not watch where they go? He tells you to be watchful, give strict attention to. And do what? And strengthen the things which remain and that are ready for the death. Yahweh tells you to strengthen. Well, how do you strengthen your faith? How do you strengthen your desire, your hope? How do you do that? Well, you do it by being watchful. Was Hamashiach strengthened that way when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane? He went to pray. Was he watchful? He would go back and watch them and he would say, my, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? Until it was all finished. And he said, sleep on. For the Son of Man is now delivered into the hands of these pagans, ruthless dogs. And he was. And so he tells us to be watchful. To strengthen. To strengthen, because your emunah is going to come under great assault. Your faith, your love for Yahweh, your purpose, your heart is going to come upon a great assault. We sense that now. He says it from the ones that you call your natural kinsmen, your sons, your daughters, your husband, your wives, though it's the greatest orthodoxy. So you must strengthen. How do I do that, preacher? By the word of Yahweh. That's the only way you're going to be strengthened. You're trying to find it some other way, but it's not going to come. Will I find great strength in my wife? No. He said by the word of Yahweh. And if the wife is obedient in what the word of Yahweh says, will I find strength by my husband? No. If the husband is faithful and obedient, what Yahweh charged and commands the man to do, well, you will find strength in that because it is the word being manifested before your eyes. But if they're not, you're not going to find strength in that. So he says, strengthen. Strengthen how? The thing that the enemy takes you from all the time, the word. What enemy? The devil. No. Your own lust, your seductiveness, your own wickedness, your own depravity, your own sin. That's what takes you away. No, you can't blame that on the devil. It is what's in you. No, it is what's in you to take you to the things that oppose what the word says. Your own lust for things that are trivial, things that are natural. It is really unnatural for us to be gossipers and busybodies and in other people's affairs. It's just unnatural. When your own house is not properly orchestrating what the word of Yahweh says. Hallelujah, Yahweh. It's not a natural thing. So we must strengthen. He commands you to do that. Strengthen. Well, how do you do it according to the words? Waiting. Hoping. Loving Yahweh. Honoring Him. And you will be strong. You will strengthen yourself. So strengthen the things which are ready for the trial of death. You ever think about death? I do. I was lying on my back in the morning. And of course you get a little older. 1 year older. 1 day older. You know that you're closer to that imminent thing, death, as a reality. As I was lying on my bed one morning early, I thought about that. It was about 5 a.m. I thought, man, that's, Yahweh, that is so real. It is not going to be removed from me. You're going that way. I understand that. And at that moment, it was almost a fear. I'm not going to lie to you. And yet, my heart was quickly resolved as I realized what the word says. It gave me a great strength and a great comfort. Why? Because you said it's appointed. And I don't mistrust you on that one, Yahweh. I do trust you. So let us begin to strengthen. Strengthen your emunah. Strengthen your love for the brethren. Because all of that is going to die. Because iniquity, a lawless generation shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. When you says a coldness of a love, it's because there's a lawlessness there. There's no righteous Torah that governs one's heart. When you says a coldness emitting from one, and don't tell me you can't sense that. When you know that there's a coldness there, it's because there's iniquity there. Because that iniquity shall abound, there shall be a coldness to our love. And so Yahweh tells us to strengthen that. To strengthen our love. How? Well, do good unto your brothers and sisters. Do tov unto them. Be kind. Be kindly affectionate.